Dan Deacon. I've known Dan for a while. If this were the 1800s, he'd be P.T. Barnum. I think it's in his nature that he had to create an entire scene in order for him to play shows. Not that he created any sort of scene, but he sort of aggrandized an already existing scene. That's just sort of in his character. He does that. He's a very interesting person to observe. Like, to just watch how he operates with other people, it's fucking fascinating. Also, he has really good ideas. And he can execute those ideas really, really well. And make you feel like you're part of some sort of important group. And privy to his ideas. Which usually involve you, or him, you doing work for him. Although, I don't mind doing work for him, because usually his ideas are excellent. Which is strange. I don't know if that's, like, the charm, or if that's some sort of, like, seductive power that he has. He's definitely a Dr. Caligari. Also, I sometimes read his press. I don't know, it's a little corny to read somebody's press if you're their friend. And he gets shit from people. But people don't understand his methodology. Which might very well involve becoming an angel a couple hundred years into the future to fight demons and herald in a new age of enlightenment and fun. And learning and caring for one another. Let's just say this. He threw out Bartscape 2008 with a bunch of other people on North Avenue in Baltimore. What the fuck's that about? He's rocking our asses off. Way to go, Dan.